Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 229 for Monday, January 19th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were narrowly mixed amid directionless activity Monday morning. U.S. markets were closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Traders were wary of pushing canola futures too far one way or the other while U.S. grain and oilseed markets are closed. Canola values were anywhere from 50 cents lower to $2 higher, the March contract up 50 cents at $451.10 per ton, the May canola up 10 cents at $446.50. Some spillover support from canola came from the gains seen in European rapeseed futures overnight. Technical-based buying as the canola market's bias remains pointed higher added to the bullish tone. The Canadian dollar was down about a tenth of a cent, which was also slightly supportive. However, weakness in Malaysian palm oil futures overnight was weighing on canola. Though activity was on the quiet side in the canola market, there was a very large EFP, or exchange for physical, of more than 19,000 contracts in the May future. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. U.S. grain and oilseed markets were closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, set to reopen once again on Tuesday. The soybean market is expected to focus on the South American soybean crop, which has seen generally favorable conditions for development so far, though the crop isn't finished yet and there are some areas that are too dry. But even with unfavorable weather in some regions, the South American bean crop is still expected to be record large. Upcoming planting intentions will also be a focus for both corn and soybeans. Stronger prices for beans are expected to encourage 2 million more acres compared to last year of the crop in the U.S. this spring. Corn acreage is expected to drop by over 2 million acres, according to industry watchers. That could be supportive for the market, though prices are expected to follow along with U.S. soybeans if they start to move lower. Global supplies of corn also remain large, which should overhang the market. Wheat production in the U.S. for 2015-16 is expected to drop due to reduced U.S. winter wheat acres planted this fall, which should be supportive. But traders continue focusing on the large global supply situation. If the U.S. dollar remains strong this week, that will put more downward pressure on the market, as it will likely discourage any fresh export demand. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Monday, January 19th. I'm Taryn Shields.